Looks like the Army are going to have Zen Callahan and Wyatt Sanders back deep to receive. The Army will be going left to right on your radio dial. Kobe Morgan towing it up and teeing it up for the Dewey Bulldoggers. And to bring you all the exciting action of area high school football, the voice of Nowata Ironman, the voice of the Dewey Bulldoggers. And he's been in more houses on Friday night now than Steve Urkel, my friend Adam Hooper.
Oh, boy. I can't wait for your formal introductions every week. Last week was
rumored to be running mate.
You know, he fired me.
I heard that.
Here's the kick by Cody Morgan. It's a low line drive kick, and it's going to go past the couple of receivers into the end zone, and that's where it'll be a touchback. So no one will start from their own 20-yard line, first and 10.
Adam, I think you saw the inexperience of Zen Callahan getting his hands on his first kickoff return of the year. And he kind of let it go. It was depending on Wyatt. Wyatt was farther away from it, rolled into the end zone. Unfortunately for Ironman, it was picked up by an Ironman player and down for a touchback. First and 10, Ironman, their first possession as we just begin play.
Nowata will start in the shotgun formation. They'll send a receiver to the right side. The lone setback is Terrell Collins. And now we got official stoppage of play here. And Nowata, a little confused here a little bit. They're going to call a timeout.
And, Adam, they opened with something we hadn't seen. They put Wyatt Sanders and Collins and Matthew Holland, all three, went into the backfield along with quarterback Cody Smith. And they didn't run that particular formation last week. And apparently they haven't run it enough this week as they start the game with a timeout.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening to us on the radio, 104.9 FM KRIG, and also we appreciate everybody listening to us online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And, of course, you can also hear the game on your iPhone as well. You can download a free app. Just go to Bartlesville Radio and click on KRIG. Now we're set ready to go is a receiver this time line up to the left side, a shotgun formation for Smith. Smith now passes, pass caught. At the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, down at the 34-yard line. And what a catch there by Petey Knight, the tight end, to get things going here and into Dewey territory from the 35-yard line.
And, Adam, what a way to start the year for Petey Knight with his first catch at tight end, a 45-yard reception setting the Ironman up well into Bulldogger territory. That's something we expected to see last week, and maybe they were just saving it, but the tight end over the middle, made famous by Bryce Bell last year.
Two wide receivers this time on the left side on first and 10 from Dewey's 35-yard line. Shotgun formation for Smith. Hands it off to Terrell Collins. Runs to the right, dances to the 34-yard line, and Brendan Timmons, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore, making the stop for the Doggers.
And the Doggers look beefy up front. They've got Jacob Stevenson, Gage Garner, Dylan Cobb on that front line, some experienced linebackers, and Brandon Phelps. But they stopped that after a 3-yard gain, and we saw a heavy dose of Collins last week.
Ethan Foster in the game. He's lined up to the right side. They got two other receivers lined up to the left on 2nd and 7 from Dewey's 32-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation. Smith passes. Ball tipped around and incomplete, almost intercepted there. It was tipped a couple of times, but Jonathan Blackman almost picked it off. If it was thrown completely to Jonathan, he has that speed. He can go all the way for a touchdown.
Yeah, Gage Carner got a big, beefy hand on that one at the line of scrimmage, tipped it up. And as you said, Blackman could have got a handle on it. We might have seen 6 points the other way.
So now 3rd and 7 for Nowata is there from Dewey's 32-yard line. Underway here in the first quarter, no score. A receiver on each end. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Sanders in motion. They'll pitch to Sanders. Sleeps to the right side. And he's not going anywhere. He gains a couple to the 30-yard line. But a great job there defensively for the Doggers. The first to get him was Hunter Brewer.
The Doggers have seen that enough. They knew what was coming that time. Maybe a gain of 1 yard. It'll be 4th and that'll give him 2. It'll be 4th and 5.
They're going to give him 2 yards. It'll be 4th and 5 from Dewey's 30-yard line. Nowata will go for it. They got to go to the 25 for the first down.
Kind of a generous spot. I didn't think he got that much. Maybe he struggled forward.
Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left of the shotgun formation. Handoff is Terrell Collins. Runs to the big hole to the 25, 20, to the 15. And that's where he'll stop at the 15-yard line. A hard run there by Terrell Collins, and that gives the Ironmen a first down.
They're going to mark him right about the 18. Adam giving him a 12-yard pickup and a first down for Mr. Collins. Good run.
We're started at Nowata's 20-yard line thanks to that long pass to the tight end, Petey Knight, to the Dewey 35. Now it's first and 10 from Dewey's 18. A receiver to the left side. Sanders in motion, hands off to Collins, and he won't gain a yard as that front four D for Dewey there to make the tackle.
Yeah, and there's Junior Jacob Stevenson right in the middle of that pile, Adam.
Blake Scholl was the first to get him there as well. So clock running with 9:30 to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Dewey. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
And Adam, they marked him with a yard loss on that, so give kudos to the Dogger defense, as I don't think that Terrell had a run for negative yards last week.
Second and 11 from the 19-yard line. Play action pass. And the pass is caught at the 5 to the 4-yard line. We got a flag on the play. This is going to come around, come back. Illegal motion against Nowata. I can see it all the way right there. It looked like Matthew Holland had an illegal motion there, and it's going to bring back Nowata about 5 yards.
You're exactly correct on that, Adam. Holland in motion, and he started his ascent towards the line of scrimmage just a little too soon, and the officials caught him on that. Otherwise, a good pitch and catch from Cody Smith to Wyatt Sanders, reminiscent of last week's game winner, but it was all for naught as it will come back. It'll be so, second 20.
Second and 16 from the 24-yard line.
Here's a
power eye formation this time. Hands it off to Sanders. He goes to the right side, but boom, down he goes to the 24-yard line. It looked like Hunter Brewer there to make the stop. You want to talk about a key player for Dewey this year. Watch out for Hunter Brewer, not only on defense, but offense as well.
And a formation we didn't see last week, the I formation with Terrell Collins at fullback, Wyatt Sanders at tailback, and it didn't fool the Dogger defense any at all. I'll tell you what, the front line of Dewey has played very well this early on in this initial series here.
I think the key this season, and talking with Coach Ashley Henley, is going to be that front four, just how well they can play well defensively. Third and 15 this time from the 23. So it's going to be fourth and 10 now from the 18-yard line. Apologize for that technical difficulty.
Oh, we're being serenaded by aliens there.
Yeah, I know. Fourth and 10 from the 18-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Nowata. They're going to go for it. They're going to hand it off to Wyatt Sanders. And the ball comes loose. Collins gets it. But Collins breaks one tackle, breaks another, and he won't get away for the third time as they're Dewey's defense there to stop them, and it'll be a turnover on downs for Nowata. What a defensive strategy right there by the Doggers.
Well, that little pitch sweep that has been the bread and butter of the Ironman offense over the last couple of years, unable to get past the front seven of the Dewey Bulldoggers. Linebackers Blake Scholl, Brandon Phelps, Brendan Timmons, all in that play. 7:10 to go, and the Doggers have first down.
Blake Timmons, the starting quarterback. They're going to hand it off this time to Hunter Brewer. He braces one tackle, but can't get it away from another. Back to the 20-yard line. And they're on the stop for Nowata, Jacob Barnes, the 6'4", 295-pound junior. Actually, he's a junior. So it'll be second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Dewey going to another huddle. Shotgun formation for Timmons. Throws to the right. Has a man open. Caught at the 25. Spins around to the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's Kobe Morgan there on the reception. And that gives the Doggers a first down.
Nice 11-yard pickup. Timmons coming out of the right slot. Just a little curl pattern for about 9 yards and fights his way forward for the first Dogger first down of the season. Nice pass there by Timmons.
Shotgun formation for Timmons. Four wide receivers, two on each side, and we got a whistle stoppage of play. Flag on the field, and we're going to have a false start against the Doggers.
Oh, they're signaling offsides against the Ironmen.
Oh, okay. surprise right there, an offsides against Nowata. Second penalty of the day for the Ironmen. Two penalties for 10 yards, and they'll now be first and five, look like from Dewey's 36-yard line. So they'll get back on the line, and two wide receivers on each side, a shotgun formation. They'll hand it off to Hunter Brewer, runs to the right to the 35, and he spins around to the 40-yard line.
He's close.
Jacob Barnes there on the stop.
Sorry about that, Adam. He's close to a first down. If Hunter was a little taller and had a lean to him, he'd have had the dogger first down. As it is, was set. There we go. Now he starts to clock. We're ready to go. The umpire walks away from the ball, and we're ready for second down.
Second and 10 from the 49. And the run right to the middle. Oh, the ball game loose, and Nowata has the ball. Boy, it faked me out. It really went very quickly.
And I think what happened, Adam, that was just a loss of snap of the center. And Ironmen pick up the fumble, and they're in business at their own 49-yard line with 5:34 to play.
5:34 to go in the first quarter. No score. Nowata and Dewey, our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. So a costly turnover there for Dewey as they were marching to the field against that Ironman defense. Now Nowata will have the ball for the second time in this game.
Same thing that happened to Bayan last week, just a bad center snap at an inopportune time.
Smith can't keep it, runs to the middle to the 45-yard line. Jacobs Stevenson there to make the tackle for the Doggers.
Nice read option. We saw Cody do that half a dozen times last week, and successful for 6 yards right at the 45-yard line, right at the foot of the Nowata's end.
Archie Agnew now in the game for the Ironmen, and now he'll line up to the right side on a second and four from the 45-yard line. Get a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Sanders in motion, hands it off to Collins. He runs right to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins on a 45-yard run to the right side, and Nowata strikes first with 4:45 to go in the opening quarter. Collins' first rushing touchdown of the season.
A terrific hole opened right off the right tackle, Adam, and he just ran everybody to the house. Excellent speed by the big guy. Ironmen don't look crisp tonight. Even though they scored just in, they're still having trouble lining up even for the extra point.
Well, they got an unusual formation here for the extra point as they got like four players on each side of the field, and it looks like they're going to go for two. They will. Smith passes, and the man caught that. Sanders, he'll sneak in for the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion is good. Timeout on the field. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Nowata 8 and Dewey nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country Cable.
Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
Well, it took less than a minute. Two plays, 51-yard drive. And Terrell Collins with his first rushing touchdown of the season, a 45-yard run, and it gives the Ironmen an 8-0 lead.
And, Adam, we were just kind of talking the air during that break that the Ironmen offensively, of course, they're running some new formations that we didn't see last week, but they seem to have trouble lining up. But this is having trouble getting it to pay dirt, though.
A little bit, and we were talking about that you thought that Nowata didn't look crisp in the last two possessions, but I thought that last one, the last possession, they did fine.
Well, you know, talent of Terrell Collins covers a multitude of sins offensively. And, you know, it may be a thing of not as focused this week.
Here's a kick. It's a low-line drive kick, and it goes to the 25, to the 30, and spins around to the 37-yard line. There on the return, Phelan Kite there to make the return. And Dewey will have the ball for the second time in this game after a turnover on their first possession. So they'll start the ball from their own 37-yard line with 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Again, Dewey trails 8-0. There's a snap. Handoff is Hunter Brewer. Sweeps to the right. Oh, Looks over an Ironman player, but he's tackled immediately at the 37-yard line. Well, I'll tell you what, Hunter Brewer, he is such an athletic kid. He leaps over an Ironman player, but gets no gain on that.
He may leap tall buildings in a single bound as well. And that was a very fun play to watch as he went right over top of Ethan Foster.
Timmons now goes back to throw, throws to the left side, and has a man open and incomplete. Just over the head of Jonathan Blackman. If he would have caught that completely, he would have beaten the Ironman secondary, could have gone for a touchdown.
I think he had a step on Archie. I think PD Knight looked like he was shot out of a gun.
So it's going to be fourth down and 22, a loss 12. And we're going to have, looks like a offsides there against Nevada again.
Well, you know, that was a very effective play for Vianne last week. His hard count, draw the arm off, take the 5 yards.
So that'll make it fourth and 17 now for the 26-yard line. That was a good three and out, though, by Nevada. Is Dewey now back to punt. Blake Timmons, there's a snap. Line drive kick. Nobody there to return for Nevada. And they'll take a Dewey down to the 38-yard line. So that's where Nevada will start, first and 10 from their own 38-yard line with 3:29 to go in the first quarter. And Nevada on top, 8-0. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
And Caston Fry for the Bulldoggers downfield quickly to make sure that didn't take a Nevada bounce back towards Dewey's side of the field. So the Ironmen are in good shape at their own 39-yard line. 3:29 to go, first quarter, and a lead. The passing game for Dewey was not near as crisp as it was in the first drive.
First and 10 now from Nevada's 38-yard line. Sanders in motion. They'll hand it off to Collins. Runs to the right. Crosses the 40 to the 41-yard line. And there on stop for Dewey is going to be Colby Williams.
And that was the same play that Terrell scored on earlier. But this time, Williams there to make sure he didn't take it for six.
So now it'll be second and 9 from the 30, actually from the 40-yard line.
And Foster brings play in and splits out wide to the left for the Ironman.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. And Sanders in motion, play action. Smith throws to the middle, has Knight, and Knight had it and dropped it incomplete. That would have been a perfect play there. But there, the coverage there for the Doggers. It was Blake Timmons.
Well, once again, the tight end over the middle appeared to be open and just couldn't make the connection that time.
That stops the clock with 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Again, the Ironman on top, 8-0 on the Doggers. Thanks for joining us here this evening. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Dave Dale back in studios.
And don't you think Cody looks a little sharper throwing the ball tonight?
Oh, from last week to this week, absolutely.
Ben.
3rd and 9 from the 4-yard line. Smith, pass caught by Sanders to the 44-yard line. And well short of the first down, Brendan Timmons there to make the stop. But again, good defensive pressure there by the Doggers front four.
And you know what? That's a good check down by Cody. He showed a little maturity there. He didn't have anything farther down the field and just dumped it off to Wyatt. And he got what he could. And now it looks like Ethan Foster, along with Tylan Liddell, will bring the play in from the sideline. We're expecting a punt, but you just never know.
So it's 4th and 5 now from the 44-yard line. It looks like Cody Smith is way back. Looks like he's going to punt this one. There's a snap. There's Smith. That's not a good kick at all. High kick.
Got a good
roll. But it gets an Ironman bounce, and the ball will die at the 28-yard line. So that's where Dewey will start for their third possession. First 10 from their own 28-yard line with 1:53 to go in the first quarter. And again, Nevada on top of Dewey in this exciting area high school game, 8-0.
Doesn't seem to be quite the electricity. I know that's a pun after what happened last week. Not quite the electricity going on in the stands right now, not the atmosphere we had last week.
No, not at all. Blake Timmons now, the shotgun formation, 3 wide receivers to the right. Timmons now, look to the right, throws, has a man open, caught at the 40 to the 41-yard line. Gaston Fry there will make his first reception for the Doggers and gives Dewey a first down.
Gaston Fry, a big, tall sophomore with good hands and a 14-yard gain.
That's a gain of 12 on the play. That'll make it first 10 from the 42-yard line. Play action, hands it off to Brewer, runs to the left, to the 45, breaks a tackle to the 50, then in the territory, and knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And in Owatonna's territory, a good hard run there by Hunter Brewer.
And Hunter Brewer goes for 16 yards on the play and a first down of this first quarter for the Dewey Bulldoggers. It gets out of bounds. It's not the clock with a minute 34 to go in this first quarter. And they've got something cooking here for the Doggers. Tim Callahan, 6'2", 225 senior, checks in for the Ironman defensive front.
Timmons, play action, actually hands it off to Hunter Brewer on a delay draw to the 40, to the 35, breaks it back to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, the tackle, and he's into the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on an excellent run. He gets away about five tacklers, and he goes in for a 42-yard run for a touchdown.
And showed excellent speed and athletic agility on that run and got a good downfield block from Jonathan Blackman, last year's quarterback.
Hunter Brewer, who led in scoring for the Doggers, gets the first touchdown of the season for Dewey, and Dewey now trails by 2-8-6.
And if you're scoring at home, that's a 42-yard run for Hunter Brewer. Looks like Doggers are going to be content to go for one here, Adam.
Yeah, it's going to be Kobe Morgan will attempt the extra point. 5 seconds to go in the game. In the leg lock, there's a snap. Ball on its way. It's no good, but we got a flag on the play. And we get a false start against Dewey. Was that before the snap?
Yeah, they're going to talk about it, it looks like.
Well, it should be a dead ball if it's a false start. See what the official has to say. The referee is Rudy Thornton. False start against Dewey, and they're going to decline the penalty. So apparently it happened after the snap, so the point for no good. So timeout on the field with 1:22 to go in the first quarter, and it's Nowata 8, Dewey 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country Cambridge.
There's only one way. There's only one.
Well, that drive for Dewey took 31 seconds, three plays, 62 yards, thanks to a Hunter Brewer, 42-yard run. I'll tell you what, he had to, he broke about four or five tacklers, and he's so athletic, it's hard to get him down. And Dewey gets their first points of the night.
And I know what, a safety had an angle on him at about the five, and he was able to cut back and get into the end zone.
Here's a kick by Kobe Morgan. Ball gets away. It's picked up to the 25, to the 30. Has the seam to the 35, 40, 45, and a tackle by the 50-yard line. But that was a nice saving tackle by Phelan Kite. But there was, I believe,
Zen Callahan.
Zen Callahan there to return.
That's what we said, Zen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's first and 10 from midfield at the 50-yard line. Nice return by Zen Callahan, the sophomore, for the Ironman.
I tell you what, he kind of fumbled that first kickoff or decided not to pick it up. This time he showed no hesitation to go in and pick it up and bring it back to midfield.
First and 10 from the 50-yard line to get a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Play action. Smith going back to pass. Throws. Pass caught by Petey Knight out of bounds at the 42-yard line in Doggers territory. You're right. Cody Smith is, I think, feeling a little bit comfortable this week than he did last week, and his passes have been crisp.
Yeah, much more comfortable with this offense, just having one game under his belt, taking a few shots last week. He got that confidence on that touchdown pass to win the game, so that we talked about how he would build on that, and he hasn't disappointed us. And he never gave up on the play. He didn't just panic and tuck it and run it. He kept looking, and finally Petey came out from behind the linebackers there, caught a here on the near sideline.
Second down and two, ball at the 42-yard line in Doggers territory. Handoff, Terrell Collins to the middle to the 40, crosses to the 36-yard line and has enough for an Ironman first down. Kobe Morgan there to make the first stop.
Terrell Collins.
Along with Blake Scholl.
Terrell Collins runs hard, determined every time.
Coach Hagebush and myself had that chat earlier this week, and yeah, Terrell Collins, he really runs hard. Coming in the game is Tylen Lindell for the Ironman, and it will be first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left side. Handoff is Sanders, sweeps to the left of the 30-yard line.
Wyatt's not a very big guy. He's kind of hard to find behind those big hoss linemen. He was able to sneak up inside for a gain of four, inside the 31-yard line of the Doggers. And that looks like it's going to be the last play of the first quarter.
And it will be. That will be the end of the first quarter. And your score, Nowata 8 and Dewey 6. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Welcome back here to Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium. Adam Hooper along with you, along with Tim Howell. Dave Waddell back in studios. As Nowata leads 8-6 over Dewey. Yeah, I got a young fan.
I think the president of your fan club just walked in.
I think it's Mr. Cruz. I think so.
Oh, great. You're well-loved everywhere you go,
I know.
Adam.
It's amazing.
The unofficial mayor of Nowata. And I don't know why Trump fired you from his campaign, but I tell you what, you'd have made a good running mate.
So it is going to be Nowata's ball that will be in Dewey's territory with second and six, ball at the 31-yard line. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Without these sponsors, we could not be on the air here for you tonight. Those include Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. Also by Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Fast Lane Stores, Waters Heating and Air, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville.
And we have our first area score to report on the evening. And Kevin Potter has reported that the Bruins are leading East Central 27-0, but didn't give me a quarter, so we'll... Just glad the Bruins are winning, I guess.
Absolutely. Second and six now from Dewey's 31-yard line. Nowata has two wide receivers on each side. In a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Collins in motion. Smith, run to the middle, to the 20, to the 15, to the 12-yard line. A good call there by Cody Smith. He saw a seam open right down the middle. He spread that Dewey defense, and he got in the middle for a first down.
They're going to give him a 17-yard pickup officially, and that's the fourth Nowata Ironman first down. And they're in business inside the 15-yard line. And, you know, everybody thought Terrell had the ball. A nice fake by Terrell, and Cody cut up inside and almost had 6 points. Good touchdown-saving tackle there by the Dogger defender.
First and 10 from Nowata's 14-yard line. And just underway here in the second quarter, Nowata looking to increase their 8-6 lead. Sanders in motion. They'll hand it off to Sanders. Sweeps to the left side and knocked down immediately at the 10-yard line. Brandon Phelps there, the first to get it for the Doggers.
And you know, that has not been as near as effective as it was last year. People are kind of keyed into Wyatt, knowing he's going to come across on that jet sweep.
So it's going to be about second and seven from the 11-yard line. Again, the clock stops now with 11:22 to go to halftime. 8-6 favor of Nowata. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
I have to say I'm impressed with the play of the Doggers thus far. No penalties so far in the game.
In a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Smith now goes to pass. And breaks a tackle and goes to the middle to the five in the end zone. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Cody Smith, 11-yard run right in the middle. And Nowata increases their lead 14-6. First rushing touchdown of the season for Cody Smith.
And he saw an opening, Adam, and he took advantage of it. and give that young man credit. 11 yards to pay dirt and another Ironman touchdown.
And it looks like Nolwata will try to go for two. They got four players on each side of the field, kind of spread that Dewey defense out there for the point return. And shotgun formation for Cody Smith. And we got official stoppage of play, and Dewey will call a timeout. So timeout, Doggers. That's their first called timeout with 11:16 to go in the first half, and Nolwata on top 14-6.
Adam, what about Cody's field of vision on that play when he realized that everyone was covered and he saw that little gap? He showed good maturity and good decision-making, just tucked it down, and then a great athletic ability with his speed to get into the end zone.
Not only that he's got that speed and he has that athletic ability, as you mentioned, but he's also, I think, being patient more in this game tonight. He's seen something that he hasn't seen that much, and he's doing his job.
Well, as a lot of quarterbacks tell us, when it's right, the game slows down for you. And I think last week's game was probably in hyper motion for Cody against Vianne. As we said, a lot of electricity, almost a playoff atmosphere last week. But I think you're right. The game has slowed down for Cody tonight. He's seeing things. He's seeing his receivers when they are and aren't open, making excellent decisions. Very impressive so far.
And again, Nolwata will go for two after that Dewey timeout. Now, this time they got two players on the right and looks like two on the left. So Nolwata undoubtedly will go for two. They really don't have much of a kicking game. Now, the snap, Smith, he's going to run in the middle. Did he get in?
He did.
And the two-point conversion is good, and Cody Smith scores all 8 points on that drive. Timeout on the field, 11:16 to go in the first half. It's Nolwata 16 and Dewey 6. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to high school football here on Real Country 104.9 FM, K-Rig, Nolwata, Bartlesville. With 11:16 to go in the first half, and Nolwata on top 16-6. That drive started at midfield at the 50. It was a six-play, 50-yard drive. And it capped it off with a Cody Smith 11-yard run.
And that drive took a little longer than the Ironman's first touchdown drive. That one took a whole 2 minutes and 6 seconds, Adam.
Yeah, it took a little bit longer that time, as you mentioned.
Well, we'll see. We've had about a 49-second touchdown drive.
We had a 32-second one by
Dewey. So,
hey, we got more points now than we did last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, coming up at halftime, we'll recap the first half, and then we'll have our area team spotlight. This week, we'll be spotlighting the Collinsville Cardinals. And this year's area team spotlight is brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
You ever have any of that, Freddy's?
Once.
Just once? Oh,
just
you
once.
You got to get over there and have the patty melt and those fries.
Oh, man. Here's Jacob Barnes with a kick.
Oh, nice.
Line drive kick. Nice kick. Ball is loose. It's picked up at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, and he's knocked down at the 40-yard line. Phelan Kite there on the return for the Doggers. So Doggers got some pretty good field position there. They'll spot it officially at the 39, so it'll be first and 10 from Dewey's 39-yard line.
Well, now they moved it again on us, Adam. They're going to go to the 42. So we'll adjust.
So they'll start at the 42, first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right side. Timmons. And we're going to have movement up front against Nolwata. It looks like Jacob Barnes may have gotten a head start.
He did.
The third offsides penalty against Nolwata.
Fourth total overall penalty for the Ironman, and 20 yards penalized on the night thus far. That was a problem last week.
That was a problem last week, as you mentioned, against Vianne. First and 5 now from Dewey's 47-yard line. In 11:08 to go to halftime, Dewey trails by 10, 16-6. There's a snap. Tibbins throws long to the left, has a man open and well underthrown. Jonathan Blackman was the intended receiver, but he was well covered by Ethan Foster for Nolwata.
Well, I tell you, as far as a passing game and a balanced offense, I think this is as good as we've seen in 3 years. Now the Dewey Bulldog is able to run and pass equally well. And had that pass had a little more zip on it, I think Blackman had a chance for it. He's a little taller than Ethan Foster. Now we've got that trips to the left set again.
Second and five from the 47-yard line. Timmons goes back to pass. This time he goes to the right, has a man open, overthrows his intended receiver, Colby Williams.
And
there was a lot of contact there between Williams and also
Archie Agnew. Just getting ready to say that, Adam. You took the words right out of my mouth. They kind of had an arm bar on each other all the way down the field. Wouldn't go in the NFL, would it?
No, that would have been 5 yards automatic first down. Third and five now from the 47-yard line. Three trips to the left. Timmons now a delay handoff to Hunter Bruder. Breaks one tackle to the 50 into Ironman territory. The 45 knocked out of the bounds at the 43.
And Hunter Bruder made that all on his own. And Matthew Holland getting an earful from his coach right now. He missed a tackle that he should have had.
That's going to put the ball at the 42-yard line in Nowata's territory.
About an 11-yard run, Adam.
And again, three wide receivers to the left, two on the right now. Timmons all alone. Morgan in motion. They're going to hand it off to Morgan. Sweeps to the right. Breaks a tackle to the 40. Still running to the 36-yard line. Here's another weapon I think Dewey is going to high on a lot. Is Kobe Morgan.
Yes. Whether catching the ball or running the ball, Adam, he seems to be a dangerous weapon for the Doggers. He picked up 6 yards on the play. The Ironmen seem to be having a little early difficulty with the misdirection of Dewey. I don't think they're doing a lot of things out here tonight that they've seen on film in the past years.
Second and six now. Actually, second and four from the 36-yard line. A receiver on each end. Play action. Timmons rolls to his right. Throws. Pass in and out. No good. Cody Smith there on the defense.
And Adam Kobe Morgan on that little out route, had he been able to hold on to that in the breadbasket, he had a first down at the Ironman 25, and that was just took his concentration off the ball, I think, at the last minute.
Now you're looking at third and four from the 36-yard line.
Would you say this is a big play for this offense right now?
Huge play for Dewey here. With 10-12 to go to halftime, 16-6, Nowata. A Brewer on a delay handoff, and he's not going anywhere. Met up by that front four of the Ironman defense, Jacob Barnes, along with Terrell Collins. And now you're no gain on the play. Fourth and four now for Dewey. They're going to spot it right at the 35. Actually, a gain of one on the play. So Dewey will go for it on fourth and three from the 35.
I think their quick tempo is giving the Ironman just a little problems defensively, too. Oh, there it is. First down.
And they're going to call offsides against Nowata.
Yeah.
Actually, they're going to call a false start.
Jackson Straw came across the line on the Ironman right side there.
Now the officials looking together. It looked like that in Jackson Straw.
You're kind of pointing towards the Ironman defense, I think, Adam.
And they're still going to decide. This is a big call here. Offsides against Nowata.
Golly. Shoot yourself in the foot.
That 5-yard penalty gives Dewey fresh downs, first and 10 from Nowata's 30-yard line.
And hey, fans, give the Doggers offense credit. They watched some film from last week. They know the Ironmen are very susceptible to that, and they've taken advantage of it.
Shotgun formation. Timmons goes back to throw, and a pass intercepted to the 40. He's going to be going all the way. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironmen. Ethan Foster on a 70-yard interception return for a touchdown.
And Adam, he smelled that out. He saw what was coming on that wide receiver screen and waited and baited the quarterback into making the throw. And as soon as he made the throw, he jumped the route, stepped in front, and nobody could catch him. Ethan showed great speed outrunning three wideouts and the quarterback from Dewey all the way into the end zone. And now it's 22-6, Ironman, and looking for more with a two-point conversion here.
He smelled that football, and he says, I'm going to take that thing all the way.
He knew the play. He knew the play. That was just great anticipation.
And now this time I think they're going to bring everybody on the we're going to try an extra point this time. This is going to be
T.J. Donaldson. A freshman.
He missed one extra point last week. Snap, low snap, ball kicked on its way, and I believe no good. He went to the left.
Hooked it, didn't he?
He hooked that to the left. Looked like your golf shot. Timeout on the field, 9:22 to go to halftime. It's no one at 22, and Dewey, 6. Back after the 30-second break, you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that 70-yard interception return for touchdown for Ethan Foster with 9:22 to go to halftime, and Nowata on top, 22-16.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about yet this year, last year's team, Ironman defense, had a big play guy in Scott Pruitt. Seemed like week in and week out defensively he was making some kind of a big play, and we kind of wondered between the two of us who that might turn out to be this year, and maybe that's our earliest best answer in young Ethan Foster. That was great. I guess he's not young. He's a senior leader now, but that's great.
Jacob
to see him do
Barnes
that.
Now to kick things off for Nowata. Here's a kick. Nice kick there by Barnes, and it's caught at the 30. Spins around, now goes to the left, now to the right. Has a blocker to the 40, to the 45, down to the 47-yard line.
That's Kite's third return, and he's getting better with each one, Adam.
Failing Kite there on the return, and again, Dewey has excellent field position, and Dewey with two turnovers, one of them costing them a touchdown. So first and 10 now from Dewey's 49-yard line.
This is a kind of an important drive right here, trailing 16 points, which is only two scores with a couple of extra two-point conversions, but this is a big drive right here for Dewey.
First and 10 now for Dewey's 49-yard line. Three wide receivers to the left. Hand off this time is Brandon Phelps. And Phelps not going anywhere. He's going to lose some yardage down to the 45-yard line.
Lucas
and
Owens.
A nice tackle by Lucas Owens. So a loss of about 4 on the play. That'll make it second and 14.
First touch of the night by Phelps, and he's greeted rudely by the senior Lucas Owens from his defensive end position. He wasn't fooled.
Now second and 14 from the 45, pass caught by Phelps to the 50 midfield, and that's where it all will be. Ethan Foster there, the first to get him. Actually, also Wyatt Sanders with the stop as well. And now you're looking at 3rd and 9 from the 45.
And I noticed in that possession, Morgan had a linebacker and still does, has a linebacker guarding him. That could be a mismatch for the Doggers to take advantage of.
Timmons throws to the left.
Got
has
him.
A man open. Caught by Jonathan Blackman at the 23-yard line. And that's what we talk about, fans, a secret weapon for the Doggers. And he has enough for a first down.
He's tall. He's athletic. And apparently has good hands as well.
So the ball is going to be at the 21-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 from the Ironman 21. Three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Timmons, screen pass, caught at the 20 to the right side of the 15, 10, 5. Good night, Dewey! Touchdown, Bulldoggers! Hunter Brewer on a 21-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And Dewey strikes back. First touchdown pass for Blake Timmons.
And Adam, what happened there, the wideout came inside on a slant and took the corner with him, and the safety was never able to pick up Hunter Brewer out of the backfield, and he just outran, looked like Cameron King in there, or maybe been Cody Smith. I'm sorry. Cody Smith couldn't get over from the safety position.
Looks like Dewey's going for 2 here. Again, a shotgun formation. Timmons looking to pass. The pass is incomplete. So the pass fails, and timeout on the field. 7:49 to go to halftime. It's Nowata 22 and Dewey 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Thanks to Hunter Brewer, 21-yard pass from Blake Timmons. The pass failed. And again, your score, it's Nowata 22 and Dewey 12.
And that was a long drive for Dewey. It took all of a minute and 33 seconds, Adam.
Bartlesville leading Tulsa East Central 27-0. Bruins have 277 yards offensively. Quarterback Colton Penrod, 16-23, three touchdowns.
And went over 6,000 yards for his career.
That's amazing for that young man.
Top of the fourth inning, it's Pirates 2, Cardinals 0 for Major League Baseball. For those of you following the pennant race and the Cardinals.
Coming up at halftime, we will have our first half numbers for you. And, of course, we'll have our area team spotlight. We'll be spotlighting this week the Collinsville Cardinals. And our area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Last night, Collinsville fell to Ooligaw 30-24. A huge win for the Mustangs to begin the 2015 campaign.
And that's kind of a rivalry there, has become kind of a rivalry there like no what to do. It used to be Ooligaw-Claremore for a long time, but I think the Collinsville rivalry has kind of become a little bit bigger in recent years.
They're about, what, 10 miles apart,
yes,
something
sir.
Like that?
Yes, sir.
So that's a nice little rivalry there, and Ooligaw will take on Skiatook a week from tonight.
Hey, Adam, we might remind our listeners that we'll be on the air twice next week.
Well,
you can double your pleasure with us.
Next Thursday, actually this coming Thursday, Nowata travels to Veneta. We'll have that game for you starting at 7 o'clock this Thursday right here on K-Rig. And then also we'll have the Dewey Bulldoggers game a week from tonight. Be their first home opener against the Pawhuska Huskies. We'll have that game a week from tonight, 6:30 will be broadcast time.
And they'll double our pay, right, next week?
Yes.
All right.
I think they will.
You know what Jethro Bodine always said, though?
What's that?
Two times not, still not.
Yeah. That is the truth. I asked for that.
Yes.
Five times that, and I still get zero.
Kobe Morgan towing it up for the Doggers. We've got Wyatt Sanders to the near side and Zen Callahan to the far side for the Ironmen.
So here goes the kick by Kobe Morgan. High kick. That's going to go out of bounds. So here's the flag, and they'll spot the ball, I think, the 35.
I'm just going to wait and see. we got it wrong several times last year. Whatever we guessed, it was wrong. I think they're going to go to the 40.
I think it's the 35, I think. 35-yard mark. So there you go. We had that debate last year. Well, they put the ball to 35 or 40? Well, they put it to 35. Well, no one will try to respond after that Dewey touchdown. It was, again, a nice touchdown pass to Hunter Brewer from Blake Timmons.
Yeah, just caught him on a little wheel route out of the right side flats there. As I said, the corner went inside on the slant route with the wide out, and Cody Smith kind of got picked a little bit. Nothing illegal, just a good play call, and couldn't get there with Hunter's speed.
Two wide receivers this time on the right side on a 1st and 10. Get a shotgun formation. Hand off, Terrell Collins. Runs to the middle to the 39-yard line. On the tackle there for Dewey, it's going to be by Brandon Timmons. So it'll be 2nd down and 7 from the 38-yard line. Actually, the 39.
I have a question. Are Brendan and Blake twins?
I don't know.
They are both last name Timmons and both looks like sophomores.
I'll have to ask
something
that.
Something we'll ponder in the Dewey Bulldogger season.
Well, I'll have to ask Coach Henley that. 2nd down and 7 from the 39. Hand off is Collins. Runs to the middle to the 45. Breaks a tackle to the 50. And the Dewey territory at the 47-yard line.
Colby Williams with a nice tackle to save that one. Give him a nice 15-yard jaunt on that. Puts him unofficially at 90 yards on 10 carries. So that's not a bad average, Adam. I'm not a mathematician, but that's right at 9 yards per carry for that young man. Another
Remember,
excellent
game. He had 155 yards rushing last week against Cyan.
Yes.
So 1st and 10 from Dewey's 46-yard line. They'll have two wide receivers to the right. Man in motion. Handoff is to Collins. And he sweeps to the left. To the 40, still on his feet, to the 35, tripped up at the 32-yard line. Brandon Phelps again with the stop.
13 more yards, and he just went over the 100-yard mark on the evening in the first half.
They're going to spot that at the 33-yard line, a 13-yard gain for the junior tailback, Terrell Collins.
Matthew Holland came in motion from his right wingback spot to the left and got a key block here. It looks like it was going to be plugged up, but showing excellent agility. Collins bounces that to the outside for a nice gain and a no-water first down. Ironman ahead 10 points with 6:12 to play in the half.
First and 10 from Dewey's 32-yard line, but before that, they're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Nowata, with 6:07 to go to halftime. Your score, Nowata 22 and Dewey 12. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Back with you here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium, along with Tim Howell. I'm Adam Hooper. 6:07 to go to halftime. Nowata has the ball in Dewey's territory from the 33-yard line. Ironman on top 22-12. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Two wide receivers on the right side, a man in motion. A snap. Actually, it's Cody Smith. He'll sweep to the right to the 30, breaks one tackle to the 25, still on his feet, dives to the 15-yard line. And has enough for an Ironman first down.
And Cody is very quick off the line of scrimmage. He did an excellent job. 18-yard gain and a first down for the Ironmen, and they're knocking on the door once again.
Clock now running under 6 minutes to go to halftime, 22-12 favor of Nowata. Been a pretty interesting first half between these two schools.
Well fought game so far. Archie Agnew checks into the game, brings the play, and splits out wide to the left.
Two wide receivers to the left side, shotgun formation. They'll pitch it to Sanders. He'll sweep to the left to the 10 and knock down at the 5-yard line.
I think he's got another first down, Adam.
And it's pretty close for a first down. And it'll be first and goal.
And he finished that run on one shoe, it looked like. So fast he ran out of his shoes.
Yeah, he did. So first and goal is Nowata knocking on Dewey's door here again. Two wide receivers this time on the right. Collins along with Cody Smith. The lone backfield. Shotgun formation. They'll hand it off to Collins. Runs to, actually, it's not Collins. It's Sanders. And he has a busted play, and he's down at the 10-yard line. Blake Scholl was the first to get him for Dewey.
An excellent defensive coverage there by Scholl. He read the play, got through on the little misdirection play as they faked it inside to Collins. He didn't bite on the fake, and they tried to go wide to the right, the opposite direction with Sanders, and he was swallowed up, and it's going to be second and goal from just inside the 10-yard line.
So second and goal from the 10, and again, two wide receivers to the right. Smith in a shotgun formation. Four-man front for the Doggers. Now a man in motion for Nowata. A snap, hands it off to Collins, runs to the middle, spins around to the 10, breaks the tackle to the 5, and it down close to the goal line. And they're going to say it is a touchdown, Nowata. Terrell Collins on a 10-yard run, and he barely got enough to cross the end zone for a touchdown.
And excellent blocking over that left side, Lucas Owens. Pulling on the play from his other right side position, Tim Callahan, left tackle, got a key block. Those guys don't get mentioned nearly enough when those guys are scoring touchdowns. We want to give them kudos as Collins can't do the work without those young men. Here's the extra point attempt by TJ Donaldson.
Well, he was 0-for-1 in this game. That last kick went left. Here's a snap. Good snap. Hold. Kick on its way, and it's good. Timeout on the field, 4:06 to go to halftime, and your score, Nowata 29 and Dewey 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Went 7 plays and 65 yards. And a Terrell Collins 10-yard run and a T.J. Johnson extra point kick makes it 29-12 Nowata. Matter of fact, that's the second rushing touchdown of the night for Terrell Collins. He's already passed the 100-yard rushing mark.
That was a that was a more consistent drive we've seen. Mixed it up passing and running. 3 minutes, 43 seconds off the clock. That's kind of what you like to see. Doesn't hurt to score quick, but it's nice to take a little time off the clock, give your defense a breather. Be interesting to see how the Bulldoggers respond here.
So here's Jacob Barnes to kick things off. Squick kicks that one again. This time it's caught at the 30.
Same guy.
To the 35. That's Kite to the 40 and knocked down to the 42-yard line. So Phelan Kite, a 6 foot, 160-pound sophomore there on the kickoff return. And Dewey, again, will have pretty good field position from their own 42-yard line.
You know, when that young man woke up this morning, I bet he never dreamed he would have four kickoff returns as the Dewey up man.
Not really. Blake Timmons will be back at quarterback again on a first and 10, shotgun formation, two wide receivers to each side. Brewer, the long setback, the pass almost, it was incomplete, but I'll tell you what, who batted that away, that was Jackson Straw. So it'll be second and 10 now from the 42-yard line for Dewey. Clock stops with 3:58 to go to halftime, 29-12 favor of the Ironman. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Three wide receivers this time for Dewey on the right side, one on the left. Timmons goes back to pass, and he's sacked at the 34-yard line.
Wow, Petey Knight just
and Petey Knight
right
there
the
on the sack. Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. You said what I was saying. Threw him for a 14-yard loss on that. That's the second sack tonight of a Bulldogger. I'm sorry, first sack.
That's an 8-yard loss, so they'll make it third and 18. From the 34-yard line. As Blake Timmons now awaits the final play coming in from Ashley Henley. Again, what a great crowd tonight. Both bands out here this evening.
Nice to see the Dewey visiting sideline is just packed full of Dewey fans. It's full. It's nice to see what's not in the stands along the sideline. We've got a timeout, Doggers.
Timeout called by Ashley Henley and the Doggers, so we'll take one as well. 3:06 to go to halftime, and your score, Nowata 29 and Dewey 12. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on Real Country K-Rig. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Dave Waddell back in studios. With 3:06 to go to halftime, Nowata on top of Dewey 29-12. It's been a very entertaining first half between these two schools. As a matter of fact, Nowata led 8-6 after the first quarter of play, but then Nowata has scored three touchdowns, one of them being an interception return by Ethan Foster.
Tell you what, for fans that tuned in last week and didn't hear a lot of offense and a lot of points, I think we made up for that in spades in the first half here, Adam.
I think we have.
A little bit of everything.
So Dewey will have it after the timeout, third and 18 from their own 34-yard line. Three wide receivers on the right, one on the left.
Sorry, Adam. So far, Dewey's had a response each time for the Ironmen. See if they can do it again with 3:06 to go in the half.
The snap. Timmons goes back to pass, throws to the right, and a pass intercepted to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20. 15, 10, 5, good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Archie Agnew on a 46-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Wow.
And that's the second INT return for a score for Nowata.
Not sure who he was trying to get the ball to. Looks like he overthrew his intended receiver. And Agnew, very alert. And got a good block downfield, had one man to beat, and Terrell Collins picked him off, and he took it down the sideline for the Ironman touchdown.
That's the third turnover for Dewey. T.J. Donaldson now to attempt the extra point. He's one of two here tonight. Snap, kick, on his way, that's low, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 2:55 to go to halftime. It's Nowata 36 and Dewey 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, if your defense is going the way it has been, it's going to be a long night for Dewey, as Dewey has given up two interceptions and both returned for a touchdown. And Ethan Foster on a 46-yard interception return for a touchdown. I believe that's the second one.
Archie Agnew.
Yeah.
Archie Agnew. And two senior cornerbacks showing their leadership tonight, doing their thing. What are the Las Vegas odds right now of sophomore Phelan Kite getting another kickoff return? I'd say pretty good right now.
Pretty good odds here.
T.J. Donaldson's going to kick off this time for the Ironmen.
A little change here. See what he can do on kickoff.
I think the Ironmen are searching for something here.
Yeah, I think so. High kick, but that's going to go out of bounds.
Yep. Hey, they're going to get that at the 35, Adam.
Are you sure about that? Okay. They'll be at the 35-yard line, and that's where Dewey will start again. Three turnovers for Dewey in this first half, with 2:55 to go in the first half, 36-12 favor of Nowata. And again, our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
You know, you just can't turn the ball over against quality teams like the Ironmen.
See what Blake Timmons can do here. He only has one TD pass, but have two pickoffs that have turned into 12 points. Shotgun formation for Timmons. I got a man in motion this time. That's what it felt. And the quarterback snapped. The ball is loose. Peter Knight has it to the 10. 5. Good night. What a touchdown, Ironman! Are you kidding me? Petey Knight picks up a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Wow.
And Dewey is just stunned right now.
30-some yard return. Right at 37? 30, I believe.
30-yard?
Wow. You know, Petey Knight showed some athletic ability. He made the sack and stayed on his feet, scooped the ball up in one motion, kept his balance, righted himself, and just sprinted to the end zone.
Unbelievable. Three of the four turnovers have caused Dewey to give up three scores. Coming in the ball in a little late via the offensive lineman, Blake Green. And let's see, I think they're going to try the extra point there, T.J. Donaldson. He's made two of them so far. The snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and that's good. So timeout on the field with 2:47 to go to halftime. And your score is Nowata 43 and Dewey 12. We're going to take another 30-second break, and you're listening to High School Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, this is turning out to be a slugfest right now, as Nowata has scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in this quarter.
Mercy. And the last two with just seconds apart.
Yeah. Back-to-back defensive touchdowns for Nowata. Here's T.J. Donaldson now to kick things off for Nowata. A squig kick, and that's going to go out of bounds. 35-yard line. No surprise about that. What is it with these kickoff returns? These kickoffs there, but I don't want to. You know, they did that last year.
I get ready to say we endured that kickoff program last year. We questioned it. I don't think we ever got an answer from Coach Hag about why that was the way it was. But it keeps the team from returning it, I guess, getting, you know, let your boys play defense 60 yards away.
Well, if you're Ashley Henley and that coaching staff, what do you do now?
Well, I tell you what, you
probably have to throw away the playbook and just do what you can. Cubby Morgan in motion, he'll get the handoff. He runs to the middle, boom, down he goes at the 40-yard line.
You sounded like John Madden with that. That was boom, there he goes.
I think it was Terrell Collins along with, actually the first to get him was Hunter Wood. Tim Callahan also with the assist.
And we've got Jacob Stevenson, a 6'2", 270 junior offensive lineman going off the field.
Second and 10 from the 40-yard line. Tibbins in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right. One on the left. The snap. Tibbins rolls to his right. Pass in and out of the hands of Kobe Morgan.
I got to say, in all fairness to Blake Tibbins, he's put several right on the money tonight. That's at least the third dropped pass of the first half, and a couple of them coming from Kobe Morgan there. He had a lot of room to work with if he caught that ball.
I think if he would have caught that, he would have had a huge gain.
I think he was looking at that acreage that was empty ahead of him before he caught the ball.
Third and 10 from the 40, 2:06 to go to halftime, 43-12, no one on top. Tibbins in a shotgun formation. Tibbins runs around, makes one tackle to the 45 in the midfield, and the ball came loose, but I think he was down before the ball came out.
Yeah, they're going to point him down and give him a...
They're going to put him down. A nice run there by Blake Tibbins gives the Doggers a first down in the Ironman territory from the 48-yard line. Buck 55 to go the halftime, 43-12, Nowata on top. They're going to have movement on Nowata, and that's going to be on Hunter Wood offsides.
Hmm. 30 yards in penalties for the Ironman tonight.
Well, it's going to be at the 43-yard line, first and five from there after that offside penalty against the Ironman. Tibbins hands it off to Hunter Brewer. Boom, down he goes. Boy, he was met immediately at the line of scrimmage. Meeting him in the backfield, it looks like that was Petey Knight and Jacob Barnes.
Lost of 3 yards on the play, and I tell you what, Hunter Brewer barely got the handoff before he was hit.
So it'll be second and seven from the 45-yard line. There's a snap. Tibbins goes back. Scoop pass caught by Brewer to the 45. Breaks a tackle. Runs to the right to the 35. To the 30. To the 25. Down at the 21-yard line. But I thought for a moment that Blake Tibbins was going to be snapped. But at the final moment there, he flipped it to Hunter Brewer, and he makes a huge gain and gets it up for a first down. Looked like a 22-yard gain there for Hunter Brewer. First and 10 from the Ironman 22. Tibbins rolls to his right, throws to the right, pass over the head of Kobe Morgan. And Kobe Morgan now in exchange with Archie Agnew. And they finally had to separate those two.
And I don't know why, because Archie Agnew bumped him, but he didn't lower the boom on him. And, of course, when you're down 31 points in the first half, and Jonathan Blackman out there giving doing his best impersonation of an attorney for Kobe Morgan.
That's going to be second and 10. No flags thrown, but second and 10 from Nowata's 22-yard line. Now, nope. Dewey will have the ball to start the second half. Because they deferred. Now they'll get the final instructions from the sideline.
Morgan's going to go off and get a breather, it looks like, Adam.
Three wide receivers to the left. Now they'll hand it off to Hunter Brewer. Breaks one tackle to the 25 and gets to about the 23-yard line. Met up immediately by Wyatt Sanders along with Matthew Holland.
Timeout, Dewey.
And it looks like Dewey has called their final timeout. With 42.5 seconds to go to halftime, we're going to look at third and 10 from the 22-yard line. Coming up at halftime, we'll have some first half numbers, recap the first half, then we'll have our area team spotlight, which is brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
It may take us most of the first part of the first or the halftime to recap the scoring.
Yeah, last week I had nothing to talk about. I said, well, what do you have for us, Tim?
I gave you the stats, and we had crickets.
I know. Well, this is much interesting game here. Of course, it's now really all Nowata, thanks scoring five times. In fact, it was 8-6 Nowata after the first quarter.
8-6, no water. I think Dewey may have had a chance to with the ball to make it 12-6 or 14-6, and then the avalanche occurred. I think they had, that was a drive that Ethan Foster picked off and went all the way for a pick six.
I think you're right.
And that's when the deluge of points for the Ironmen started. Now, Dewey did manage to answer back and get a touchdown within that melee, but it's been kind of dark since then for the Bulldogger fans. Give Timmons credit. He's standing in the pocket doing all he can.
Timmons now the shotgun formation. Lone setback, Hunter Brewer. There's a play action. Down he goes at the 28-yard line, and Petey Knight there on the tackle. Oh, they're going to call a personal foul.
Blow the head
against Petey Knight.
Well, I think he just clotheslined him right up under the throat, and his helmet popped off. But it was a vicious hit. Petey's got his hands up like, what did I do? But they're going to flag that.
Wow. And the official giving Matt Hagebush the explanation. I'll tell you what a tackle, though.
Blow the head
is what they're going to call.
But I don't think it was above the face mask. I think he got him below the chin strap. Looked like the old Night Train Lane clothesline play. Looked like it came off came up off the ropes and got him in the old WWF clothesline. I think it's unanimous in the press box. It was a clothesline.
I think so.
Of course, there's some homers up here. We won't mention who that is.
Personal foul against Nowata. It'll be a 15-yarder.
Wow. Well, that keeps the drive alive.
And actually, that's
going to
be first and goal now.
Yes, sir.
I see that's a – well, it may be half a distance. Just half a distance, and it'll be first and 10. Actually, they're going to call it third and one now. So it's half a distance, so a third and one from the 12. So it's not a first down. It's just because it's half the distance. And now we're going to have an official stoppage of play. They're going to try to measure this.
I think they're going to, yeah.
36.3 seconds to go to halftime. And again, 43-12, no one on top of Dewey, but the Doggers trying to answer back here, and boy, that looks very close. And they're going to give him a first down.
Well, that's good because I had already marked off the first down, so I'm glad they did that.
Well, they can get another first down to the two. But it's first and 10 from Nowata's 12. I think it's a huge play here for Dewey.
Well,
I think they need to score here to get some confidence as they go to the locker room.
Absolutely, Adam.
First and goal, first and 10. Timmons goes around, breaks one tackle, can't get away from another, as Petey Knight, along with Wyatt Sanders, there on the stop.
Just your basic read option off the spread formation. Got back to the line of scrimmage. They're out of timeout, so they're going to have to huddle up and go quickly.
And Timmons spikes the ball, and it'll be third and 9 now from the 11. The clock stops with 17.2 seconds to go.
You've got two tries to make a first down, and I think you got to throw at least one into the end zone if you can get the protection. You know, the protection that was great early in the game for the Doggers have just kind of dissolved because they know they've got a pass, and the Ironmen linemen are just laying their ears back, as it were, and forging straight ahead.
There's a shotgun formation. Timmons throws to the left, has a man open, and it is incomplete.
He caught it, but out of bounds.
That was Jonathan Blackman caught it out of bounds. Ethan Foster on the coverage. Now you're looking at 4th and 9 from the 11-yard line with 12.1 seconds to go.
But I like that call. Jonathan gives you an opportunity every time he goes up. He's got great athletic leaping ability. He's a little bit taller than Ethan Foster. Tried to utilize that advantage.
Here we go, 4th and 10. Timmons. And Timmons not going anywhere. He is sacked at the 18-yard line. And seeing there, looks like Lucas Owens there on the sack. And Bulldogger's drive is stalled, and the ball back to Nowata with 5.3 seconds to go to halftime.
And officially that'll be the 3rd sack. They're not going to rule Petey's personal foul, the sack, unfortunately, but that was a sack number three of the first half of this Ironman defense, who have played exceptionally well since the first quarter.
Looks like I think no one is going to take a knee, and I don't blame them as they'll go to the locker room with a 43-12 win, halftime lead. Not a win yet, but they'll go to the halftime, and Nowata, with a strong second quarter, will go to the locker room with a 43-12 halftime lead. 43-12, Nowata on top of Dewey at halftime. We'll begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.